Let me tell you what Imam Hussein said, so that you understand this. That if you do not spend your wealth or your time or your life in the way of Allah's wali, meaning in the way of your Imam, in the way of Imam Hussein, if you don't spend your wealth and your time and your life in the way of Imam Hussein, then you will spend that same wealth and the same time and the same life in the way of Yazid. You will say that. Listen, if I'm not spending my time or money for Imam Hussein, it doesn't mean that I'm going to spend it for Yazid. No, you will. That's what Imam Hussein is saying. You will. Allah will make it such that your money will be spent for Yazid. That's the reason that we have to choose to live for the Imam. If we don't live for him, then you know what? There is no neutral ground here. Either you're here or you're there. Tell me, how many of us have actually accepted that as a fact? How many of us have actually digested that information and said, I believe in it? How many of us are now living our lives according to that knowledge? How many of us have already made plans that when the Imam will come, this is what I'm going to do? Not too long ago, a few years ago. You know, in Ashura, everyone is getting ready for the majlis. And this biker guy with long hair and tattoos from the Hells Angels, you know, rides into the parking lot. And now everyone's like looking at this guy, long blonde hair, tattoos all over, wearing a leather jacket. And like everyone's like looking at him and who the heck is this guy? One of the persons, you know, they went up to him and said, how may we help you? And this guy just says, I'm here for the majlis of Imam Hussein. So when I went there, I met him. I asked him, where do you live? Because at first he was like a little bit, you know, disillusioned by the Shias there. So I asked him, so where do you live? So he lives on a construction site. I said, you're on a construction site, you know. He has a bike. He goes to the gym to take showers. He has a job. So I said, why are you living like this? Because the Imam can come any minute. I don't want to have any attachments. I want to be ready for him. My friends, understand this. There are people who, when they heard that the Imam is coming, for them it's real. For them, something's actually happening.